sorry, not the shloka, but the text on the screen. It's a beautiful discussion on what is Sanatan Dharma. We have heard about Sanatan Dharma, but normally people do not have a proper understanding of what is Sanatan Dharma. They think that Hindu Dharma is Sanatan Dharma, or Sanatan Dharma is Hindu Dharma, but it's not like that. It's a beautiful discussion. We can switch off this one and switch on that one. I mean, it just gives too much noise. Yeah. So let us continue. See, every time we are reading Srila Prabhupada's purports, we are coming in contact with transcendental knowledge which enlivens and awakens our consciousness. Even if you are reading the same text over and over again. Aap English samajh lete hain? Theek hai. Okay. So we have an intimate relationship with the Lord, and because we are all qualitatively one, the Sanatan Dham or Sky, the Sanatan Supreme Personality and the Sanatan Living Entities, the whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to revive our Sanatan occupation or Sanatan Dharma, which is the eternal occupation of the living entities. Intimate relationship means a loving relationship, where we want to meet with each other, we want to have some time with each other, isn't it? That's what we call intimate relationship with anybody in this world. We want to talk, we want to meet, we want to eat together like friends, isn't it? That's called intimate relationship. We want to share our hearts like that. So now what Prabhupada is telling, something very interesting, is that all of us have our intimate relationship with Lord Krishna. Not realizing that, we want to fill the gap which we are feeling by the unrevival of our relationship with Krishna in this material world. It's a very long English sentence I've used. Because I am not, my relationship with Krishna is not manifested. That's why I'm trying to fill the gap by having those relationships in this material world. I want to have friends. Some people want to have wives. Some people want to have servants. So these are various rasas. These are material rasas. But we are trying to experience in the world which actually can only be exchanged or originally be exchanged with Krishna. Are you able to understand this point? And please remember, you may reject this knowledge or accept it. But unless we revive our relationship with Krishna, we can never be happy. Have you ever played the games where we put jigsaw puzzle, you don't understand. It's like a game in which there are cutouts. And you start fixing things so that to get a whole picture. Yeah, it's called jigsaw. That is called jigsaw puzzle. So you must remember that the cutout of Krishna can only, the form of Krishna can only be filled by Krishna. In that, nobody will fit. In that jigsaw puzzle of this life, where we want to see who will fit in this form, Tribhanga Lalit form of Krishna, who will fit? Only Krishna will fit. So just like in the jigsaw puzzle, unless you put a proper cutout in that, it will remain empty. Samajh rahe? Similarly, unless we have Krishna in our life will always have some kind of emptiness, some kind of unsatisfaction. It's a beautiful example I've heard, and I'm just presenting before you. Are you able to understand this point? The jigsaw puzzle, samajh rahe na? Jigsaw puzzle example. Unless we have a love, and if we have a loving relationship with Krishna, no matter if we have something from outside or not, we will be happy. Okay? This is a very important point. Now, what Prabhupada is explaining, there is a spiritual world which is Sanatan. Sanatan is eternal. Krishna is eternal. And all of us are eternal. And we have heard it so many times, but we have a tendency to again come back or fall back to temporary situations and temporary problems which we think they are very important to solve, and their only the only goal of these problems is to distract us from solving the main problem, that which is a revival of our relationship with Krishna, which happens by hearing, chanting about Krishna directly. That's why Srila Rupa Goswami says ತನ್ನಾಮ ರೂಪ ಚರಿತಾದಿ ಸುಕೀರ್ತನಾನು ಸ್ಮೃತ್ಯೋ ಕ್ರಮೇಣ ರಸನಾ ಮನಸಿ ನಿಯೋಜ್ಯ ತಿಷ್ಟನ್ ವ್ರಜೇತನ ತದನುರಾಗಿ ಜನಾನುಗಾಮಿ ಕಾಲಂ ನಯೇದಖಿಲಮಿತ್ಯುಪದೇಶ ಸಾರಂ. ದ ಎಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಅಡ್ವೈಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಶುಡ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್. ಯು ನೋ ವೈ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಬೈ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ our original love for Krishna becomes manifested. I'll again repeat this point. In Chaitanya Charitamrita himself, Mahaprabhu's Krishna himself is saying, whenever you are remembering Krishna, by that small remembrance, by every remembrance, please hear very carefully, by every remembrance of Krishna, your love for God is increasing. Please try to understand the depth of this statement. By your every remembrance of Krishna, love for Krishna is increasing. That means by every time you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, your love for Lord is increasing. Krishna mantra aiti sabhav jai jape Krishna prati upajaya bhav. Anybody who will chant Hare Krishna, his love for Krishna will increase. The problem is we also do other things which will increase our disease. So slowly, slowly try to understand what is the focus? What should be our focus of life? To remember Krishna. Now you are able to understand why it is said that always remember Krishna and never forget him. By remembrance of Krishna, our love for Lord will increase. And by forgetfulness of Krishna or doing actions which will lead to forgetfulness of Krishna, that intimate relationship with Krishna will become covered. Make sense to you? Okay. So you have heard this point. The whole purpose of Bhagavad Gita is to revive our Sanatan occupation. What is Sanatan occupation? Serve Krishna without any material desires. Favorably. Make sense to you? Yes, ma'am. Just like if you have a friend and you just hang around with him. We'll just talk and we can eat together. We don't expect that what he will give me in return, isn't it? We just love them, isn't it? That is the point. What is the whole goal of life? We just want to be with Krishna. And you see, there are two natures within us. One nature is we want to be with Krishna. We want to do bhakti. Other nature is we don't want to be with Krishna. That is called avidya. But as we keep on increasing our bhakti, then that nature of not being with Krishna goes away. I hope you are able to understand what I'm trying to say. Just like now we're discussing Bhagavad Gita, so we are associating with Krishna. So we want to hear Bhagavad Gita, but there's another thing in our heart which is saying, hey, too much. Hindi class ho gaya na, bahut ho gaya. Why is we have more extra class? Yes? Yes or no? Yes. So we have to not hear that point. It's not that if I would have left you at 8 o'clock, then after 8 to 8:30 you will be discussing Vedanta Sutra or Brahma Sutra. No, it's not here. We'll just talk about some maybe mundane subject matter or something like that. So recognizing this, that really the jiva wants to Krishna. I am hankering for Krishna, but my avidya is not hankering for Krishna. So we should not listen to avidya. And practical level, we must do the discharge of devotional service regularly. So that a regular bhakti will keep on increasing, and this tendency to be not with Krishna will become lesser and lesser and lesser, and we want to be with Krishna more and more and more and more and like that. I don't know whether you can appreciate what I'm trying to say. Are you able to understand? Yes. These are very deep instructions, because you see, if you take up a task in bhakti or make a vow which is very difficult for you to follow, then you won't be able to do it regularly. If suppose, okay, I should chant Hare Krishna 64 rounds, very nice. But then one day you may do, second day you will feel it is too much. Some people have given up chanting Hare Krishna because they are chanting Hare Krishna in a passionate mood. So do something which you can do regularly, and do it regularly, and slowly, slowly, as your taste will increase, then you can increase those actions of Krishna consciousness or practices of Krishna consciousness. Are you able to understand this point? Yes. Just like I am seeing, I have told people to chant one chapter of Bhagavad Gita, and people are not able to do. In a group, you are seeing. Just passion does not allow them to do. So now try to make it a point. Okay, every day one chapter, every day one chapter, every day one shloka, every day is very important. Important thing is there. Okay. We are temporarily engaged in different activities, but all of these activities can be purified when we give up all these temporary activities and take up the activities which are prescribed by the Supreme Lord. That is called pure life. Are you able to understand this passage? Temporary life means somebody is an engineer, somebody is a doctor, somebody is a housewife. These are all temporary activities. Yes? Last life, I might have been a woman, maybe a man, who knows, maybe a mosquito, not possible, from mosquito you won't become a human being immediately, who knows what we were. And last life was not very much before, like I was born in 1982, it was not very long back, maybe 9 months gap, whatever, 2 years, whatever, but previous life was not very long back. What is your date of birth? 95. So in 1990 the world existed or not? So you also existed somewhere else? And here very carefully, I have been saying this many times, but this I have not said many since recently. In our last life, we were also very much absorbed thinking that this material activity is so important that I don't have to do devotional service. Samajhna. This is a very deep statement. In last life also, I was fully absorbed in thinking those temporary engagements as most important, to the effect that they are more important than doing chanting Hare Krishna and other things. And same thing, if we continue in this life, is it intelligence? What has that attitude given to me, this body? Temporary activity, the result is same. This body. So now after getting association of devotees, getting the proper path, should I not focus on my eternal activities, which give me place in eternal world? You are saying yes. I doubt. It's not a problem. Prabhupada explains this. Everybody cannot immediately give up his material engagements. But suppose even if a person is grihastha ashram also, he should still remember my goal of life is not just to maintain some family. Or even if I'm maintaining the family, it should be the purpose that all of them do devotional service. Able to understand this point? So now, what is that? So this point is not understood. We become absorbed in temporary activities. And in that way, we forget what is our eternal, what activities will give me eternal benefit. Are we not seeing it in ourselves, in our previous, or in the families, or whatever, in the society in general? Nahi samajh mein aata? Huh? Getting a job, getting a wife, getting some kids. All these things are temporary things. Yes or no? And thinking them very important, people neglect their devotional service. All of these things can be taken away from us at any point of time. But because they are guided by mode of passion and ignorance, they value it very much, but they won't value chanting Hare Krishna that much. So we should associate with Vaishnavas who are serious about engaging in their eternal occupation, Sanatana Dharma, which is loving service to Krishna. Then we become convinced and inspired to that. That's why we have this Zoom Japa class, so that everybody who see, at least all those people who are serious about chanting, they will come together. Nobody is forced to do that. Does it make sense to you? People say yes, but no problem. How much, whatever they can accept. Where we were. And the Supreme Lord and His Transcendental Abode are both Sanatan, as are the living entities, and the combined association of the Supreme Lord and the living entities in the Sanatan Abode is the perfection of human life. That means, after getting this human form of life, if you go back to Godhead, then maja aa gaya. Hindi mein kahenge maja aa gaya. Samajh rahe maja aa gaya matlab samajh rahe maja aa gaya. Sari problems solved. All the problems are solved eternally. Just imagine if you have to take birth again and then again go to nursery class. A, B, this is too much. Ka, kha, ga. And then again, being a helpless child, completely dependent on the parents, you cannot speak for some time also. For 2-3 years, maybe at least 1 year, 1.5 years, is miserable actually. You can't tell your problems to the mother. You have know this, all those things. One must read from Srimad Bhagavatam. So one should be able to understand all the problems are solved. And the process is very simple. You pay obeisances to Krishna. You chant Hare Krishna. Take prasadam. Try not to offend anybody. Follow the four regular principles and go back to Godhead. My Guru Maharaj says this. That our greatest misfortune in Kali Yuga is that we do not realize our good fortune that simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, we can go back to Godhead. It's just so simple, isn't it? Prabhupada says Krishna consciousness is so simple that you might miss it. So this is the perfection of human form of life. The Lord is very kind to the living entities because they are His sons. Lord Krishna, yes, very nice. Lord Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Yonishu Aham Bija Pradapita. I am the father of all. Of course, there are all types of living entities according to their various karmas. But here the Lord claims that He is the father of all of them. Therefore, the Lord descends to reclaim all of these fallen conditioned souls to call them back to the Sanatan eternal sky so that the Sanatan living entities may regain their eternal Sanatan positions in eternal association with the Lord. You must remember that Lord's desires cannot be forfeited. They cannot be stopped. It's called Satya Sankalpa. Now, as soon as a person takes to Krishna consciousness, then Lord desires, this person should come to me. Like Lord has already desired for you, Sunil Prabhu, that you he will come to him. Finish. Now you may desire right now or not. I hope you are desiring. Otherwise, why you will continue in Krishna consciousness? But he has decided it there in the spiritual world. Once also somehow that somebody chants Hare Krishna, Krishna is so kind, he is so much obliged. Just like he says, Draupadi, when Draupadi was calling out, this is very touching to my heart always, this past time when Draupadi was calling out to Krishna, Hey Dwarka Dhish. And she called out to Krishna. Then Krishna says, is in Dwarka, and says, Draupadi has called out my name and I am feeling gratitude. For this, those two words she chanted and Krishna came and protected Draupadi. Krishna never forget this simple Hare Krishna, simple chanting Hare Krishna. It is inconceivable, isn't it? Simply chanting Hare Krishna, and Krishna is so obliged to that devotee. And what to talk of actually preaching the glories of Holy Name and inspiring others to chant Hare Krishna. Taking up the task which is so dear to Krishna. You cannot imagine how much we please Krishna if we take up the responsibility of executing the desire of Krishna. I will tell something very deep which I have heard from Vaishnavas. Beautiful. If you take a responsibility when you are not forced, then that is called love. Can you appreciate this point? If you take a responsibility when you are not forced, then it is called love. So now when a devotee has love for Krishna, he takes up the responsibility of a service which Krishna really wants to be done. And that service is spreading Krishna consciousness, spreading Hare Krishna mantra in some way, in whichever capacity he can do. And if we have that sincere desire, then Krishna will empower us to do that. These are beautiful reflections to meditate upon. And Krishna is not expecting that we can preach to so many people like that. Whichever way Krishna may inspire. I pray to Krishna in his mention of Upadeshamrita that the highest association or the best association is association of a person who is Nindadi Shunya, who is free from the desire to criticize others. And I was praying to Krishna, Krishna, please give me this quality so that my association will be best association for others. And you see, if you meet a person who loves you in spite of your all your faults, will you not be attracted to him? And if suppose people are attracted to us because of this quality of us, they will be attracted to Krishna also. Oh, I like this devotee. As soon as they like this devotee, you understand, samajhna main kya bolna chahta hu? I have a desire to become Uttam Adhikari. Actually, I have a desire so that I can deliver more and more people, become more infected with Krishna consciousness and infect more and more people. Not just, oh, I want to become Uttam Adhikari, you are Kanish. No, not that desire. I want to advance in Krishna consciousness so that I can actually please Krishna with my services. Makes sense to you? So, in this regard, as a small pastime, when Lord Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he is discussing with Haridas Thakur, how the Muslims will be delivered. Now, how the living entities in general in Kali Yuga will be delivered. So they were chanting Hare Krishna. Then he says, how the Muslims will be delivered. They are killing the cows and doing bad things. Then he says, they say haram khor, haram, haram. By that they will be delivered. Then he's saying, oh, how the trees will be delivered. Then he said, oh, the devotees chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So then by hearing that vibration, the plants will be delivered. So from there, what you say, this is called Nirupadhik Karuna. Mahaprabhu or Krishna's mercy is not dependent on the upadhi of the living entity. That means it is not expecting or it is not limited to a woman or to a Muslim or to a Hindu or something. It is because Krishna is seeing the soul. Krishna is not seeing the body. It means he sees the body, but he's recognizing the soul. Just like I am seeing Sumudra Prabhu, I am also seeing his cloth. But I am not talking to the cloth, I am talking to Sumudra Prabhu. Does it make sense to you? But I'm not able to see you, but still I'm able to relate with you, not with your cloth. Nahi samajh mein aa raha hai. I was just reading it yesterday. Krishna is so powerful, simply by looking at something he knows. Yes, he knows everything, left, right, centers, everything he knows. So when we come before Krishna, Krishna is not seeing out of this body. He's seeing me proper in my original swarupa. He knows that. And he's very happy, oh, this devotee is finally coming to me. And on top of it, how should we come to Krishna? Krishna, I have forgotten you for so many lifetimes. Now I'm coming to my senses. I'm approaching you as a sincere and serious servant. Please accept me. Even if we just say it as a matter of duty, still Krishna accepts it. Krishna is very kind. So any service which a living entity is doing, even unintentionally, Krishna wants to reward him unlimitedly. Isn't it? So we should never think that Krishna will ever reject us. We have rejected Krishna, but Krishna never rejects us. He's always with us as Paramatma. Makes sense to you? So he's always anxious. And Prabhupada very beautifully puts it there, that if the master is in anxiety, then the servant tells, oh my dear master, do not worry. This is how it has to be done. This is service. Yatha kalam, yatha kamam. What the master desires, when you do that, then you are a real servant. So Mahaprabhu is not simply desiring that we chant Hare Krishna. What did I say? He is not desiring that we simply chant Hare Krishna. He also wants us to spread Hare Krishna. Does it make sense? Because if we are chanting Hare Krishna, these insects are getting benefit. Even if people don't appreciate our Hare Krishna mantra, still they will get the benefit simply by hearing that vibration. So all our life's activities, in whichever ashram you choose, I am changing my attitude now. Earlier has to be very heavy. You be happy in whichever ashram you want to be happy. You want to be happy in Brahmacharya ashram, be happy here. If you want, you like Grihastha ashram, okay. But don't marry a Maya's representative who will not allow you to practice Krishna consciousness. Just because she looks beautiful now. The wife may look beautiful now, but if she is not Krishna conscious, then she will make your life hellish now and later on also. So there's no problem if you want to get married, but not get married to a woman who is absolutely not Krishna conscious. So we be Krishna conscious in whichever ashram you want. You understand my point? Jahan achha lagta hai, jahan theek lagta hai, wahan pe bhakti rakhi, bhakti kariye. So this is a very, I'm also feeling everybody will not join ashram. Or not even continue in the ashram. But wherever you find, गृह ठाको वने ठाको सदा हरि बोले ठाको एंड यू प्लीज एंड वी शुड ऑल ट्राई टू स्प्रेड द होली नेम एज पर आर कैपेसिटी. Does it make sense? And that will please Shriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna. It's like Krishna is telling Arjuna to fight. Now he is telling us to preach. As Shriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna Padesh. Amar agya guru haiya tara aitesh. So this is our eternal occupation, to preach Krishna consciousness. And this is how, basically our eternal occupation is to please Krishna, do loving devotional service to Krishna. And in the, while we are in this material world, the loving devotional service is manifested in terms of preaching activities. They are called tadiya naam samarchanam. That is called things which are related to Krishna. This is higher than worship of Krishna. Preaching is higher than deity worship. It's not my words. I'll show you, it's Prabhupada's words. आराधनानाम सर्वेषां मृत्यु विष्णु आराधनाम परम तस्मात् परत्रम देवी तदीय नाम समर्चनम. अमंग ऑल द फॉर्म्स ऑफ वर्शिप, वर्शिप ऑफ विष्णु इज द हाईएस्ट, एंड हायर देन दैट इज वर्शिप ऑफ थिंग्स कनेक्टेड विद हिम, लाइक भागवत, लाइक धाम, लाइक वैष्णवस एंड प्रीचिंग. मेक सेंस टू यू? ओके. द लॉर्ड कम्स इन वेयर वी वर. So, the whole purpose of Lord to come here is so that he can reclaim the conditioned souls who are suffering eternally, not eternally, but beginningless time here, to go back home, back to Godhead. And it is natural that everybody will not accept. But we have to continue. The Lord comes himself in different incarnations, or he sends his confidential servants, or as sons, or his associates, or acharyas to reclaim the conditioned souls. So, the one point you have to understand, jiva, when he is forgetful of relationship of Krishna, then he is fallen. Not necessarily where he is situated. Like Srila Prabhupada, he came to material world, but it's not that he is a fallen soul. Are you able to understand? He is under the mission of the Lord. He never forgets his relationship with Krishna. Or Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur came, or Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur come. They will come and they will do sadhana also. And it may appear they are doing sadhana, but they are not sadhakas. They are eternally perfect. They will just come to show us an example, just like a MA teacher will teach the nursery boys. Okay, write like this, A, B. So he says, oh, she knows only A, B, C, D. No, she's just doing it so that the kid will do A, B, C, D. Does it make sense? They are all eternally perfect souls and they are always conscious of their relationship with Krishna. Okay? Okay, I'll stop here. And then Prabhupada will explain what is not Sanatana Dharma and what is Sanatana Dharma. We'll discuss tomorrow. I think we discussed so many points today. So I think you must have got some understanding of that. And then to reflect upon those points. Thank you all very much. If there are any questions, I'll just check it out. I think there are no questions now. Thank you all for coming here. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.